Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond. My chair just decided to do weird things. It decided to go all the way back. Now it won't lift up. Okay, we're having a meltdown here today. Okay, it won't lock in place. Now it locked in place. Oh, I almost went tumbling backwards. That would not have been a good way to start the show. So maybe the little device is giving up after a while. You know, chairs get older and they lose their oomph. So I won't lean so hard on it. Okay, whoa. That was exciting. A little roller coaster ride to start the show. Okay, how's everybody today? So did you have a great weekend? Did you have fun? You know, chat room people, you can say, I had fun, I didn't have fun, it's okay, I'm just so fine. You know, so my weekend was kind of reflective and relaxing and didn't do a whole lot of exciting things. It's been warm here in Pasadena, California. So, yeah, warm in the 90s. You know, everybody denies climate change. I don't know about you folks. I really don't know because it's never quite this hot this long at this early in the season because we usually get a really hot weather September and October, and we get all that Santana winds that come down through the canyons and heat us all up. And so we usually don't get into the hundreds this time of year, but we've been there. So how's everybody though? Okay, so what am I going to do today? Well, I'm going to talk about getting what you want in your life, and I have a couple articles. I'm going to channel my spirit guides on that basic subject. And as I find things to talk about, I always come up with articles that are just totally unrelated to the subject, but relationships is big, so I have a couple articles related to relationships. I thought they would be interesting, so if we get there, we'll do it. I have a Pam Grout article, which is really related to what we're talking about today. Probably that's what inspired the conversation. One of the articles is 10 Reasons a Long-Distance relationship Will Work. Now, you hear the opposite all the time. Oh, it never works. Long distance is not good. You can't fall in love from a distance, blah, blah, blah. So I thought I'd throw this out there. This is from lifehack.org. And then the other one from lifehack.org is 10 Incredible Facts About Cuddling That Will Impress You. So now I thought this was really a cool article. Okay, so we'll get to that one right after we talk a little bit about manifesting or getting what you want in life. We'll do that article for sure after Pam. And then I got to read something from, you know, I'm working on a book. And it's not going as quick as I want because, you know, sometimes you just have to sit down and get into that space. Once you start writing, once it starts coming through, spirit starts presenting material, because it's channeled. And once they start presenting material, then I get into the groove, get into the flow, and it starts to flow. But before that, it's like, oh, drag myself to the chair to do this. You know, I like doing it once I get into it. It's like a lot of things in life, right? Once we get into it, we love it. So I'm going to channel for you. Oh, I got a couple of callers. We'll see if we're on the same path here and talk about the same things. Now, I mentioned what I do, and if you haven't read the episode info, the general info that I pop up on just about every show that I do, it'll tell you a little about what I do, and it's an intuitive life coaching. So I'm more into the coaching thing. You know, how do you get there? More so than when it's going to happen. Spirit likes to throw out the when part, but the when part really has a lot to do with you, because if you believe the when part, you believe somebody's telling you something's going to happen, you will manifest it. But if you don't believe it, let it go. Look for another answer. Always look for another answer. So the when part is really up to you more than it is to the psychic or whoever you're talking to, because you have to believe the when part. Because the universe is going to provide you whatever you want. You have to believe that source energy will bring you everything you want. But the when and the how are really up to you to figure out, or actually accept the wind if you're holding when. Okay, well, that's enough of that wind stuff. When and how and where and why and all that sort of thing. Well, you know why you want everything, right? generally, you know why. Sometimes we don't know why, but we do always. Okay, I'm rattling on. So 520 and 504. And then I'll let my spirit guides talk to you for a couple minutes on this whole subject about getting what you want in life and see what they have to say on that. Okay, so 520. Hello.
Hello, it's Christina. I always see when you're on there, and I love to hear you.
Thank you. So is anything on Christina's mind? Did you have a good weekend?
I had a wonderful weekend. It's been all nice and rainy here. It's nice and cool. I'm in Arizona, so it's very hot.
Right, wait a minute.
So when it rains.
I know Arizona's hot, but cool and rain. Oh, you have the monsoons, right? Yes.
Yes.
The ones that roll up from the Gulf of Mexico or whatever they come from, right? I guess there was a hurricane down south in the East Pacific somewhere recently. I get these little bulletins. So what's on your mind? Enough about weather.
I was just hearing about your when and how. And, I like Abraham Hickey. And when I listen to her, she always gives the advice, don't worry about when. Or how that the universe supplies that part. We only have to ask, and it's given and believe. And
right.
I'm still trying to manifest my million because I'm going to get up there to visit you. We're going to go out to lunch. So
okay,
I'm like,
well, why do you want it? Why do you want it?
Oh, why do I want it? Okay, good question. I want it.
Why? That's the last thing I talked about was why. So why would you want a million? Okay, let me ask you. Can I just jump in for 1 second, real quick, and then you can answer the question. How would $1 million make your life easier?
Security.
Okay. Would you worry about it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, some people, if they get a lot of money, they worry about it and they blow it and they sit around and count their money all day and going, you know, and they get all these people coming after them. So if that's not an issue, then go for it. Security is a good reason. But I think you want to have some fun too, don't you?
Well, yeah. I would love to just travel and do whatever we want to do whenever we wanted to do it.
So the how part is really up to the universe, but you have to be in a position for the how part to come about. You can't be too emotionally separated from the how. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It has to be real. There has to be a realistic aspect to it, and I don't know why I tell you that, but there has to be a realistic attitude. So if you're motivated to play the lotto and you don't do it, then you're never going to get it that way. And I'm not saying do that. I'm not trying to tell you to do that. Or if the universe says start a business or call an uncle that you haven't seen in a long time or do this or do that or go to your mailbox even sometimes, right?
Yep. Well, you never know where it can come from. I mean, I take a chance on the lottery, and I figure, well, there's a 50-50 chance there, right? I know that there's numbers involved, but there's always you could win or you could not win. So I'm going to go on the side I could win. You know, so that's my strategy. Or I could find a big diamond somewhere, and it could be worth $1 million. You know, I'm like, I could find something that's worth $1 million. Somebody could leave me $1 million.
Right. How about this? Here's the thought for you. How about having that $1 million idea?
There you go. Another one. Just like the book of The Secret. I've been thinking, I asked Spirit, I asked God, I said, when I pray at night and I tell him, you know, just give me a good idea. And when I have that idea, even if it's only worth $1 and I sell a million of them, I'm a millionaire.
be open to possibilities in that area. Be open to – see, I got a kind of feeling you're going to have $1 million idea. I don't know why I give you that, but that's what I got a feeling. So you'll have $1 million idea, okay?
That's great enough.
Let me ask.
And I'm gonna go.
I got another caller, but I'm gonna ask you a question about that. Okay, about the $1 million.
Sure.
What are you really good at? What do you really like to do? What do you really enjoy doing?
I have two favorite things. I love cooking and I love gardening.
Okay.
Like anything with plants, like trees.
Okay. So do you garden for the kitchen or do you just garden for plants?
I do
have
both.
Plants.
Yeah, I
well,
have
sounds
plants
like,
everywhere
sounds
and
like,
I garden.
Sounds like what you're talking about here is a cookbook using the garden, what you have in your own garden, what you can plant and grow and put in the and use in the kitchen. And maybe using unusual plants that most people would never think of that you actually could eat and would be nutritious. I give you an idea. Got an idea for you.
Okay.
There's a $1 million cookbook. And you can do it online. You just have to look into how to publish a book. And it's so much easier these days to publish books. And ebooks are so easy to publish anymore. And you can go through Amazon. I won't give you all the little gory details, but they're so much easier to do it than it used to be. Okay?
Right.
You don't necessarily have to have a paper manuscript and send it off to someplace. You can actually have a manuscript online and send it that way. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you, George, for all that, because I love growing stuff. You know, like just like celery that you get, I'll regrow it. I'll get my green onions, I'll regrow it. I regrow everything. So thank you for your advice.
Describe how to do that. Or I'll give you another idea real quick. Okay? You can do YouTube videos of this. Okay? Of how to regrow things. And I've seen something like that. And I've heard of people making over $200,000 a year doing YouTube videos of enough hits.
Wow.
Okay?
That's interesting. Thank you, George. Have a blessed day. Thank you for all the blessings you give me and share.
You're welcome. So that's just some ideas. You have to be open to ideas, right? Okay.
Right, I am.
So use your talents and abilities and let the universe direct that to create your $1 million, okay?
All right, and when I do, I'm going to manifest because I'm going up there to visit you.
Okay,
very good.
Have a good one. Thank you.
You
take care. Bye.
Bye.
That what happened? Oh, it didn't go away. There it went away. So that was kind of an interesting discussion. That's the how part. There were some ideas, but you got to be open. Once the mind starts opening up and the soul starts opening up to how something could come about, then the universe kind of like starts to throw stuff at you like, oh, yeah, what about this? What about that? So you have to get in you have to put your creative brain on. If you're trying to manifest something and you don't know how it's going to happen, then you got to get into the creative side of your brain and let the universe. You have to think about what you do and what you love to do. And, you know, it's not always winning the lotto. You know, a lot of great things came about because I'll tell you one idea, and I got a caller 504 and I'll be with you. You know, a lot of great inventions come about or ideas come about because something is hard to do and you have an idea to make it easier to do. You ever think about that? People come up with great inventions or great ideas because something is really hard to do, and it's not because you're lazy, but you know, you think, oh, man, there must be an easier way to do this, whatever. It's opening jars, you know, like the jar opener idea. Somebody said, it's really hard. My grandmother or my mother has a hard time opening jars. Well, maybe I can come up with something to help them open the jar. And boom, it's the $1 million idea, right? So in your life, sometimes if you want to think in terms of what's difficult to do, what can I come up with an idea that would make whatever this easier for me or somebody else, right? My mother, my grandmother, my father, my uncle, my children. And you can put it out to the universe. Show me something. Show me a way to make this easier and that it would help other people too. I just throwing that one out there. I don't know why I came up with that one. I think the spirit's kind of motivating me to, you know, getting what you want in life, right? Getting what you want in life. Some ideas. Be creative. Okay, let me take another call. Yeah, what is hard to do or what is uncomfortable to do that you can come up with an idea to make it easier? Because we're all seeking to make life easier, aren't we? Hello.
Hi. How are you, George?
Hi. I'm doing well. Whom am I speaking to?
This is Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, I got a question. What would make your life easier?
Money.
Oh, well. Okay, then I'm going to ask you, why would money make your life easier?
So I can pay bills and buy groceries.
So you got to come up with how part, don't you?
Yep. Working on that every day.
Well, I would give you a word here that you might want to think about instead of working on it. Working sounds hard and difficult and it's not happening, so I'm working so hard and it's not happening. Let's just use the word allow. I'm going to allow opportunities for money to come my way. I'm going to allow it to flow to me. Okay? A little mantra for you. I'm just going to allow lots of money. You got a target number that you want?
No, I'm pretty open-minded there.
Now, be more specific to the universe. Say, okay, I want X amount of money. I mean, either on a monthly or weekly or yearly basis or one lump sum. I want X amount of money. I mean, you have to tell me, but you got to tell them. But when you say I want more money, it could be a dollar, right? Like, oh, here's a dollar. Here's $2. Oh, you found a quarter on the ground. Oh, you got your more money. Right? Be more specific.
Yep.
Don't limit the amount of money. Like the prior caller was $1 million. Now, it may not be $1 million. You may just want another $1,000 a month. Well, that's telling the universe, I want some way to make $1,000 or create $1,000 a month for myself. Now, it might be the lotto, right? Or it might be something else. So I would say to you, be more specific of what you want.
All
right. Kind of figure out what you need. Go to your whatever you think you need to make your life easier. I'll just throw the number 1,000 out. I don't know what it is, and I'm not, you know, we won't go there. And then say, okay, but I want another 20% to have more fun. So let's make it 1,200. I want to have more fun.
Yeah.
Too. You gotta throw the fun factor in, because if you just get enough money to pay your bills and then you're at the end of the month and you have no money for fun, you're going, wow, this is a rat race, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
So get out there and start creating money. That figure out what you want. Figure out how much it is, and then you'll get it. But you got to be more specific, because if you're finding quarters and you're finding empty cans and you're finding pop bottles to turn in, you're not being specific enough to the universe.
Okay.
You follow my point. If you manifesting a little bit of money, then they're giving you money. Hey, it's here. Okay, you got your money. Do you have a question? Did you have a question? Or I know I'm rattling on and on about money and manifesting, but I think the key point for you, it really is about be specific and you can get it.
Well, the title of the show is Messages from Spirit on Getting What You Want in Life. And
okay,
I've
well, then they,
been doing
they
the
just,
work
they,
and seeding – putting out the seed, and I just want confirmation that this will manifest what I'm trying to manifest.
What are you trying to manifest?
I'm trying to build a life. I'm trying to make money, build my career, and have a life.
Okay, So we're back to. I'm going to go back to what I said, because you know I don't just say this randomly. Just to, you know, I'm not trying to be a therapist or whatever here or something like that, or a business advisor. I get whatever I give you is what I'm being guided to tell you. When what they're saying to you is really be more specific about what you want. Really put it out there. Okay, I want X amount of money, and here's a technique that I've learned a while back, and which is a really good technique, and it works because it's worked for me. And it works for other people about money. You almost have to say, I want $1,000, whatever it is. Just say, or you can even test the universe and say, I want an extra $200 this week, and I commit. I'm expecting an extra $200 in the next 4 days or 3 days. Just start giving time frames to the universe too. Be specific and give time frames.
Okay.
Instead of leaving it open-ended, say, I want an extra whatever, and I want it in so many days.
Well,
okay?
Yes, I've been doing that, and it's not getting me the results that should bring in.
So what's your attitude? We could get into all this for hours, but we won't because we don't have time. But I would suggest to you, what I hear for you to think about is, what is your attitude about money? What is your beliefs about? I'm not want you to don't answer that for me here because we don't have time to do that. But think about this. What is your beliefs, your core beliefs about money? Is money a struggle to get? Don't answer it, but just, is money something you have to struggle to get? Is money blah, blah, blah? You know, rich people are bad and people have money are horrible. Just reevaluate what your attitude is about money and what your beliefs are about money, and then change those to a more positive outlook on money. Get a more positive feeling about money. Just feel good about it. Feel good about money. Not the fact they're not it, feel good about your lack, but feel about the concept of money and what it does, and just get really into a good feeling about money and reverse whatever beliefs you may have about money that have held you back from money. Okay.
Try All it. Right. Thank you.
See what happens. Okay. Take
okay.
care.
Bye.
I was just writing about that for my book, and I'll probably read that for you. And, yeah, I should. Well, let me channel, because I'm just going to go away for about 3 or 4 minutes or 5 minutes or how long Spirit wants to talk to you directly. You know, I am channeling as I'm doing the show. When people ask questions, I try to hear what Spirit has to say. But when I go into a light trance, it's clear, because they just kind of take over. I've been doing this for 25 years now. I don't do it that often where I actually go away and let them talk, but I'm just going to do that for a couple minutes. I hear what's going on, but I never remember afterwards. And I've tested this process, you know, like I'm kind of a doubting whatever, right? So I doubted my own. So people have, you know, I've gone to my gurus and my teachers and all that stuff and channeled for myself. And so pretty good grasp on the idea that it's not me. It's not me. If it is, it's my higher self. But I got a pretty good higher self, I think. No, but they call themselves Sarah, which is a spirit group, a group of spirit teachers and masters. And the group will fluctuate in who is in the group and who's out of the group, depending on what the questions are or the subject matter, which is kind of cool. It's like bringing in your own little experts on subjects, and they'll come in and, you know, talk to you. If it's a question on, you know, psychology or something, maybe Carl Jung will come in and talk about to you about something, or, you know, on spiritual teaching, maybe Buddha or Jesus will come in and talk to you about something. So I don't know who the money expert is. Maybe it's Abraham. No, I don't channel Abraham. Abraham is pretty exclusive with Esther Hicks. So let's see who it is, or they won't give me a name, but let's just try it and see what happens. Well, that was a pretty decent explanation about who we are and the individualities of us and as a group, and how we speak through George and through, well, we channel through a lot of people. We present material to a lot of people, but it is really one voice. There isn't just this separate spirit that comes through and speaks through. It's not George's grandfather or great grandfather. We've been around. We've been kicking around for a while. So let's get back to the topic. The topic at hand is get what you want. How do you get what you want? Well, your listeners, the listeners here, have the core ideas. First of all, you have to ask. Now, we're gonna reiterate what we said. It's you have to ask. You have to know what it is. You have to know what you want. Here's the key, and this has been expressed in a lot of different ways by a lot of different teachers, but we'll just kind of reemphasize this. It has to feel good. Whatever you want has to feel good to you. If you say that you want X amount of money, and your first indicator in your body is it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel right, it's like you mentally saying you want X amount of money or relationships, but automatically you don't feel good about it. Automatically, the body says no. You get that yucky feeling in yourself as soon as you say it. you're incongruent to what you want. So first of all, you have to build that positive feeling about whatever you want, you know, whether it be a relationship or a certain type of person you want in life. You have to feel good about that. You have to get a good feeling. You have to get a, we use the word appreciation a lot. So you really have to appreciate the value in what you want and what it's going to be in your life. So how do you get that? So be specific, know what you want. If it doesn't feel good yet, be a little bit more general. Just say you want more money. That doesn't feel bad. You can build on the more money concept. You, like the lady who called in, that she could build on the idea that if she's getting a little bit amount of money, she can build on that. Maybe she needs to start and back off a little bit. If it doesn't feel good to get X amount of money, back off and be more general about it. Say, I want more money. I want a little bit of money. I want to see a little bit of money come into my life in the next 3 days. So that general feeling of, well, you know, a little bit of money can come into your life. And as it was stated, maybe you'll find a quarter on the ground. But you build off of that. You start to build faith and a belief that, yeah, this can come to me. And you start recognizing those little things that flow to you, those little bit of money, a little bit about that. Now, George went to a group for a while, one of the leaders of the group, always talked about everything you receive, put a monetary value on it. Okay. Well, let me explain. Somebody buys you lunch. Well, was it a $10 lunch? Is it a $15 lunch? Well, you receive $15 today. It's $15 you didn't have to spend. Somebody bought you an ice cream. Well, it's $3 now or something. We don't buy ice cream. Oh, I just received $3 today. So anything that you receive, anything, put a monetary value on it, not because it's important money itself, but then you get in the habit of realizing that, hey, I'm receiving something. I'm getting something today. Somebody gives you something. Put a value on it for your own value, not for them. You're not, that's a cheapskate. They only gave me this worth. It's only worth a quarter. No, but you received a quarter. That was an extra quarter. You didn't have to earn some other way. So everything you receive in your life, everything that's given to you, everything that comes to you, put a value on it, because that shows you that, yes, I'm capable of receiving, let's say, money, something of value in my life. You put value on it, and then it means more than just, I received something in the mail. Okay, somebody gives you a free lunch. Okay, put a value on it. Oh, I just received $10 today. Or you got a discount on something. Oh, I just made another $5 today, right? You know, you go to the store and they give you a discount. Oh, I just earned an extra $3 today. How cool is that? And add those up. Add those up. And then ask for more. Ask for more. So we would say, how do you get what you want? Well, first of all, you have to have a good attitude about what you want. You have to really believe in what you want. You have to appreciate what you want. You really have to have a deep appreciation. And then last week we talked about the idea of knowing. And at some point you have to get to knowing, that you just know it's going to happen. You just have this unbelievable faith in knowing that you just know it's going to happen. It just feels right to you. It just, have they ever had that feeling? It just feels so good to you that you just know it's going to happen. But you have to get there. You really do need to get there. We talked about hope versus knowing, and knowing is really taking hope to the ultimate degree of just, yes, I just know I'm going to get that $1 million. I just know it. It just feels right. It just feels good to me. I know that I'm going to earn an X amount of money more a week. I just know it. I don't necessarily know how it's going to happen, but I just know it. I feel it. It feels so good to have that, even though you don't have it, but it feels so good to have it. So how do you get what you want? Well, know what it is, right? Let's go back over this again real quick, and then we'll leave, and then George will talk about whatever he's going to talk about. Okay, so know what you want. Have a good idea. Just know what it is. Just have a clear understanding of what you want. And if it doesn't feel good at first, then you need to work on the feel-good part. Why does it feel good? Why do I appreciate it? Why is this a good thing? Then we, you know, that whole thing about beliefs, but it'd be going more general if it doesn't feel right. Okay? And then get to knowing. Just know it's going to happen. Just trust. And you build trust. And we explained a little bit about building trust. So that's how you get what you want in life. Now, sometimes you have to put out effort. We're not disagreeing with this idea that people say, well, you know, just sit in my living room and, you know, I'm not just can't just sit in my living room and somebody's going to drop off $1 million. Now, it does happen. Now, obviously, it does happen, but we're not going to tell you that. We're going to tell you that there probably is some action that you're going to have to take. At least go to the mailbox, right? At least go to the mailbox. At least open that email and get that $10 million from that foreign country, right? Okay, we're joking. That was humor. We see that humans get these emails about, you know, the Nigerian prince that wants to give you $10 million. It's... We're laughing with you. We find that is so humorous. But the efforts that you need to put on, basically, as George talked about to the lady about, and we kind of inspired him to say to her, well, look at your talents and abilities. Use those. Use your talents and abilities. Use who you are. Use what you've been given, your gifts. Use those. And leave and be open to all possibilities. Just be open. And, you know, synchronicity is the word we use all the time, and teachers use this word of synchronicity. When something comes to you and it repeats itself over and over again, it's a good time to take action. If something is coming into your life for you to take action and you see it constantly, then take action. That's synchronicity. You've been asking. And the universe is throwing, spirit is throwing at you little hints, little synchronicity droplets to say, do this, do this, do this, go there, go there, go there. Good thing to take action at that point because, you know, it isn't always the email. It isn't always the letter in the mail. It isn't always that person walking up to you and handing you a bag of cash. But there is synchronicity. And so you have to pay attention and you have to focus. And you can't be distracted. Well, we could get into this whole subject of being distracted. And you are distracted. People are distracted. You get distracted from your focus. So if your focus is creating or manifesting whatever it is, you have to stay focused. You can't be distracted. And you can't be discouraged. And you can't listen to people that say, oh, you'll never get that, or you'll never be this, or you never go there. Stop being distracted. By the negativity. Stop being distracted by the negativity. If you want what you want, then don't get distracted by the negativity around you. Tell them to go away. Don't listen to it. Get your knowing going. Get. I know I'm going to take that cruise. I know I'm going to do it. I don't know how yet, but I know I'm going to do it. Okay? Don't get distracted by your brother-in-law saying, eh, no, where are you going to get the money to go on a cruise? How could you take the time to go on a cruise? Right? Don't get distracted and don't listen to people that want to distract you from what you want. Okay, we'll end it there. Just stay focused. Focused on what you want and listen. Pay attention. Pay attention. Okay? Synchronicity. Synchronicity. Don't get distracted. Feel good about what you want. Get to that feeling good place. It's your emotions. Your emotions attract more than your words do. Remember that. Your emotions attract more than your words do. So whatever your words are, you have to feel good about those words. They have to feel right. They have to feel positive. They have to feel like, oh, wow, I really want that. I really appreciate that. Wow. That wow feeling, that high energy wow feeling about whatever you want. So go there. Stay there. Stay in that. It may not happen in the next 10 minutes. It may take a little bit of time, but don't get discouraged and don't get distracted. So we'll leave you with that. Enjoy your day. Bye. Okay. I'm back. Well, they had a lot to say, didn't they? About how to get what you want. So hopefully you've listened to that. You have no more questions, right? That was pretty self-explanatory on what you want. Get what you want. Let spirit tell you how to get what you want. And I've heard all that. I've heard a lot of that. They kind of emphasize it in a little different way. They repackage it a bit. There's a lot of teachers out there who will tell you pretty much the same thing. But you got. I like the idea that they just, and I don't, I like in 10 minutes I'll forget all this, so I'll give you what I really appreciate about what they just said is don't get distracted. Don't let people distract you from what you want. Don't listen to people that tell you you can't. Ooh. Okay, I have a caller. And then, well, I'm not going to get to my articles. Maybe I'll do them tomorrow. That would be fun. Well, because we're going to talk about some things. And let me take a call. What am I doing? I'm trying to come out of that like semi-trance state when speaker's spirit is talking to you. I go away, and so I have to come back into my conscious mind a little bit. So I like channeling for people because I do go away, and they speak to you directly, and I don't, you know, I'm out of the way. Okay, let me take a caller. 817, if I can read these numbers. My brain's back in function. Hello.
Hi, George.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you?
I'm fine. I'm just kind of like coming out of my little haze here. So, yeah. When I channel, I go away, and it just kind of like takes me a minute to come back. So what's going on in your life?
I just thought of dialing in when you said you would channel, and you did. Is it too late to ask you to channel something for me? Any advice spirit has for me?
On any particular subject. Now, see, the whole discussion has been about being specific. So what area do you need specific advice on? Let's just kind of follow our theme here.
On love.
Love. Okay, I'm going to let them talk to you a little bit. I'm not if I can channel, but yeah, I'll go away for a minute. We only have a few minutes left, so I'll go away and let them talk to you directly about it. Now, so give me a chance to go away, and let's see what they have to say to you about love. We understand, this is not George, that we understand that love is an issue with you, correct?
Yes.
Oh. Love is an issue with you, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now I'm going to make sure you're with us here. So, you know, we want you to focus on this idea for a moment about love. So when you say the word love, listen to your body for a moment. When you say, I want to be in love, how does it feel? I want to be in love. What's the first feeling?
It feels peaceful and good.
Okay. Well, that's excellent. So if it's peaceful and good, then why aren't you in love? Well, there's different reasons, but let's delve a little bit deeper here. Let's go. So what is the second emotion that comes up? Peaceful and good. Be very frank and be honest with us. Don't just hold back because, oh, I'm supposed to say it and this feels good. Give us an honest idea about how you feel when you say the word I want to be in love.
I don't get anything else.
Okay, so what's your history with love?
It hasn't worked out in the past.
Okay, so how does that feel?
Yes, but I don't have any mistrust as such.
Okay, so how does it feel when you think about love in the past? How does it feel when you think about love in the past?
It feels that I've learned my lessons and I won't repeat what I've done in the past.
So what you're saying is that you're really good in an emotional place about love right now. You feel really good about love. You appreciate love. You appreciate relationships. That you have a handle on what it takes to be in a relationship. So you're putting it out to the universe that I need to be in a relationship, correct?
Yes, finally, yes.
Okay, finally, yes. So the word we say to you is patience. It will come. Patience, it will come. Because you don't want to make a mistake. You want to relate. Now, when you say you want a relationship, do you have the idea of the kind of person? Not so much looks, but the qualities of a person. You don't have to tell us. But do you have the qualities of the person that you want? The values of the person, the interests that you would love to be able to share, and you know that they would appreciate the interests that you love, right?
Yes.
And you know how, and you're open to experiencing somebody who perhaps has different interests and values slightly, but that you're willing to compromise and learn from each other, right?
Right.
Okay, so you have all that list in your mind, and you put it out there. This is exactly pretty close to what I want. I'm going to be open and let the universe bring to me somebody that matches up to my value systems, my interests at some degree. That would be good for my soul. Someone that would be good for my soul, right?
Right.
Patience. Don't get discouraged. Don't get distracted like we channeled earlier. Don't get distracted. Don't get distracted from your goals. Don't let people tell you, no, that can't happen. No, you failed at relationships. Don't get distracted by people's negativity about relationships. Don't get distracted in your own self about relationships. Don't get discouraged about relationships. Stay focused on, this is what I want. It feels good. I know it feels good, and I know it's going to happen. Get into the knowing part. We would say, yeah, it's going to happen. But don't let yourself stop wandering off into, well, it hasn't happened yet. What's wrong with me? Nothing's wrong with you. Absolutely nothing's wrong with you. The only thing that's wrong with you is that you let yourself get discouraged about it. That's the only thing wrong with you. And that's not really wrong. That's just being human. So, but you need to stay focused on what you want. You need to post the list of things that you want in a person and be fairly general. List that, and you see it every day. This is what I'm asking for in a person. This is what I'm asking for. I'm asking, and stay focused on what you want. Stay focused on it. Don't get distracted away from your list. If somebody doesn't match up to your list, well, you know, okay, that's not what I want. That's not the person that's being brought to me. It will happen. It will happen soon. But it really is about you staying focused and not getting distracted and not getting down on yourself because it's not happening. Okay? Got that?
Okay,
understand that?
Thank you.
Follow that.
Yes.
Listen to that.
Right.
Listen to your own inner voice that says, "Yeah, I want to be in love. I love being in love. It feels so good to be in love. I can imagine being in love. Just visualize that. How good it feels to be in love, and what it feels like to be with somebody that cares about you and that you respect each other, and you just have a great time together. Just get into that emotion. The more you get into that emotion, the quicker it will come. Okay? We'll let you go.
Okay,
have a good one. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm back. they had a little bit to say to you, didn't they? So I'll let you go because I think I have much time. I don't know how much time left. I had another caller. I don't know if I can get to the other caller. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to let you go. Hope that helped. I don't know if it did or not. But don't ask me later because I'll forget exactly what they said. Okay, take care. Yeah, wow. Okay, I got a call. Maybe I can, if you have a quick one, a question, and maybe we can talk another day. Hello? You're not there. I really don't have the time, so maybe we can call in tomorrow because only about a minute and a half, and that's not fair to. Okay, so call in tomorrow if you have some questions or you want to talk to Spirit. Okay, here we go. I don't normally do that. I don't normally channel for people like individually like that, but it was kind of fun. It was. Well, they know who he is, and I worked with this gentleman before, so they have a pretty good idea about his emotional base and what he needs to work on. And I think what they're trying to tell him too is, you have a really true belief in love, just go with it. Stay in your belief. It's good. It's all good. Okay, so I'm going to be back tomorrow, so maybe we'll get to some of the articles that we didn't get to today, and we'll follow kind of on the same theme. Maybe we'll follow this week about getting what you want and let Spirit talk to you. That was kind of fun. I haven't done that in a long time. So maybe if you call in tomorrow, I'll let my Spirit guides talk to you directly, and I'll just kind of go away. Because it doesn't take me long to go into a light trance, and I hear what they say, but I don't. Yeah, it's not me. I know it's not me. And this has been fun. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, your evening, or whatever it is that you have going on. Have some fun. Go out there and play. Don't be too serious about life. Enjoy life. You're here to have fun, right? Remember? You're here to play, have fun, and enjoy life. So do it. And so, yeah, I guess that's about it for the day. I mean, really, I'm running out of time. So I love you guys, and I appreciate the callers, and I appreciate the people that come into the chat room. And talk to you tomorrow. Bye.